Welcome to the Entrepreneur Bite with your host, Sarah Peel. This is the podcast where we discuss all things related to entrepreneurship, working for yourself, living your dream, chasing your dream, and from my own experience doing so. So on this episode, I thought that since we're getting towards a little bit of the holiday season, I thought it would be a little bit fun to discuss some possible gift ideas for the entrepreneur in your life, or maybe some things that you would like to ask for yourself or even by yourself for the Christmas season or holiday season or whatever you choose to celebrate at the end of the year. So, or even this can be used for birthday wish lists or anything along those lines. So it's not just, you know, exclusively to the end of the year holidays. Don't think just it is. Also, as a heads up, this episode is coming out before the little episode I recorded before this, so the numbers might be a little bit off in it if I don't remember to edit out the other one, so just be prepared for that. So let's go ahead and dive right into what I think is a good Christmas gift idea. So for anyone who is working for themselves, obviously they have to worry and deal with planning and time management. And this is also kind of like the current hit gift, I guess you could say. You see a lot of people just liking it because it's a good way for them to relax along the way, and that is journaling or planning. So planners are kind of right now a big thing. People can buy the whole planner communities on the internet. There are Etsy stores dedicated toward planner materials. And then of course there are some really well-known planner brands like Erin Condren. And of course, you know, there's the Happy Planner and things like that. Now, myself, I'm not much of a planner kind of gal. I hate writing lists with a passion, if you know me. So this isn't really something that is applicable to myself. But I know a lot of other people enjoy it. And especially for someone who might be just kind of stepping into it. Maybe they're doing it as their entrepreneur journey, starting as a side hustle or whatever. Maybe they feel like that time management could be a little bit better for them, and they haven't heard my time management episode from the past. If you haven't, go ahead and check it out. You know, that is my shameless self-promotion for myself, obviously. You know, a planner is a great tool. I personally, if I was going to have a planner, I would prefer something that isn't already dated. They do have kind of journaling planners or dateless planners, because I'm not someone who would be consistent with planning on a planner. But for those who are, you know, maybe more consistent, something like the Erin Condren or anything along those lines would be better. You can also find planners in stores like Michaels, Target, tons of other ones. So it's just something to kind of consider and keep in mind. It's kind of a common gift, not too difficult to find, not too crazy expensive. Maybe you could even throw in like some really nice colored pins, stickers, washi tape, anything along those lines, make it a little bit pretty. Or if they're kind of more of a person who's a little bit more simplistic, just, you know, a really nice, you know, planner with some really nice maybe ballpoint pens would be a good gift as well. It shouldn't be something that would break your bank. For those who might be looking for a little bit more of a higher end gift to give, maybe like your spouse, to your spouse, to your sibling, to, you know, a kid of yours, whatever, you know, that would be a computer. I think every entrepreneur needs a really decent computer, and as someone who does work on a computer a lot, I know that they don't last as long as maybe though you would wish, you know. Things can happen to them, liquids get spilled on them, they just get outdated over time as the processor ages, but things along those lines can kind of mess with that. So having a really nice computer would be a great gift. Granted, it can be quite expensive. I do know, though, at this time of year, you can typically find a really good deal for one at a store like Best Buy. Amazon is a great source for things like this. You could check out Staples, Office Max. Stores like that, you know, have good things. You can also check out Walmart, Target, HP, which I'm, you know, obviously nothing, I'm not affiliated with any of these companies I'm mentioning, but I am an HP kind of girl. I like it. It's my favorite brand. I feel like they have the best quality for what you get. But, you know, there's Dell, another brand, so kind of depending on what kind of brand they like, or you want to kind of get a nice computer, and of course, can't forget the ever popular Apple laptops. Of course, I really wouldn't suggest giving those as a gift unless it's somebody that you know who really will use a computer a lot, or you're just feeling extra generous. But there's tons of like lower end price computers that could be just as nice. Like I said, at this time of year, you're going to find quite a few good deals on them. So just kind of keep your eyes peeled out, especially as we approach closer towards the Christmas season or end of year. Or even offering, like, maybe somebody who does want an Apple computer, you could offer a percentage of that money for them. Something along those lines, if somebody's got their heart set on it. The different ways you can gift it. Going along with computer, if maybe you're not getting them a computer, somebody else is, or you already know they have a good computer, a software suite would be a really good thing. So something like a security system for, like, Norton, some of the other ones out there. I'm more familiar with Norton or AVG. They offer a free one as well as a paid one. Those are good ones to offer to gift people. Of course, I know it's not exactly kind of a glamorous gift, but it's a good basic one that I think everybody could use, especially somebody who might have their entire life on their computer. So that's always a good thing. Or obviously, you could also help get a subscription to something like, Microsoft Office. I think that's a great suite of products. They're personally my favorites. They're high quality. They have tons of different templates that they can use. And somebody who does a lot of like needing to do Excel sheets, document writing, it's a great system and it can be kind of pricey. I know a lot of people don't exactly want to pay for it, and especially since they're kind of moving to a subscription model base, it can be tempting for people to forgo it. So think of it as a great gift to give somebody that you can possibly keep continuing to give them that won't break the bank too terribly much. I mean, it's not the cheapest thing, but certainly not the most expensive. So along, with a computer idea, that would be a great gift. Or, I wouldn't say it's a stocking stuffer because of how much it costs, but you could probably could join it with something else that might be nice, like maybe a laptop sleeve or maybe a tablet sleeve, whatever. A tablet is also a great idea to buy if somebody's on the go a lot and maybe just kind of want a quick, easy way to work their online business without being tied down to a laptop or a desktop. But be noted that, tablets are a little bit pricey, but also limited in what they can do, so it's something to consider. Cell phones are also a great gift. I know most people are on subscription or, subscription-based cell phones through a phone service company. So I know that can be a little bit difficult, but phone accessories, so like those little clip-on lights you can get if there's somebody like who wants to be an influencer, marketer, or YouTuber, that would be a great gift. Phone cases, for a stocking stuffer, maybe you could get them those little things that you put on the back of the phone, pop sockets. Those are great. You can even get them kind of personalized through different companies. Like the phone cases, those lights, a battery, extra battery charger is amazing, especially if they are in an area prone to getting storms that would knock out power. So like if they live in the southeast like I do, they are amazing gifts. And you can get them for not terribly bad price if you're kind of on a tighter budget. It's something that could help them. That's just a good gift in general for anyone, but especially for a business owner who maybe their phone is sort of a lifeline for them for their job. It's a great thing. A couple other gift ideas are would be obviously if they want to be, like I said, a social media marketer influencer. Maybe they want to get to YouTube. You can kind of buy them a really good point and shoot camera. I know they have the good Canon ones, a PowerShot. Those are amazing, and they're not too terribly price. I mean, obviously, again, they're more of an expensive gift than, let's say, a pop socket, but it'd be a good gift to kind of show you support. If they are somebody who already has a camera, you could always get them more things such as SD cards. Those are very important, and people go through them quickly. They don't always last the longest, or people have a tendency to lose them. So that would be a good gift to get someone. You could get them lighting, a lighting kit if they don't already have one, maybe a backdrop, a good editing software for them to edit with. And that includes even for podcasts. You can get an audio editor for them. If they're a podcaster, you can get them a good headset or microphone, a Yeti. You could get them one of those little switches that they can plug in multiple microphones to record on, so they can have more than one person on there. You can also offer, buying like some online courses for people who might be into business. So let's say again, somebody who wants to get into social media marketing, maybe you could find a good course for them to learn SEO, power of selling, things along those lines. That will be a great supportive gift that might not technically be too expensive, but still be a good price gift that's well-meaning. A couple good other good ideas is, an external hard drive. I mean, who doesn't need those? I know a lot of people are all about the cloud, which I mean, I agree, the cloud can be amazing. And I know this is funny for someone who kind of has an IT background like myself, But I'm still old-fashioned. I like to have hard copies of everything, so external hard drives are a great gift, especially again if it's somebody who lives in an area that might be prone to weather-prone incidences and things like that, flooding. It'd be a good thing for them to have everything backed up on it, and they can just take that if they have to evacuate or leave. Or even like in the area of California where there are fires, which is terrible, what's been going on for them. Along those lines, you can get them that. You can get them, books. Books are great. I know not everyone is a reader, unfortunately, but you can even get them audiobooks. I mean, if they are more of a person who likes to hear things or watch things, you can buy video subscriptions for them. You can buy audiobooks. For someone who's more traditional, you can buy them a hard copy of a book, which would be a great gift, especially if you can get it, like, signed by the author. Some of my favorite books are by Gary Vee. He has some great books about entrepreneurship and tips for people. I think he's very great example, very helpful. You can learn a lot. Maybe for someone who is trying to get started and wants to learn to budget, Dave Ramsey has some really great books. They also have, like, if you have a teenager who wants to maybe get into being an entrepreneur, they have a gift set you can get for a teenager to help them learn how to do it with a book on planning, a way to get some goals. That would be an amazing thing for them. You could get them gift certificates to like stores like Amazon so they can buy what they need as they need it. I know that's kind of an impersonal gift, but it's still practical and a good one. I don't think anyone would hate an Amazon gift card. I know I certainly wouldn't. You can get them, like I said, books. You can get them maybe DVDs of seminars that might be helpful to them. Maybe you can get them convention tickets to a convention they really want to attend. I know, again, it's kind of high price, but if it's somebody you really invest in and you believe and you really think they're going to do great things and they're already proving themselves, you could even offer giving a percentage of that money to help pay for that for them if you can't pay for the whole thing. And then also don't forget the fun gifts. Someone who's an entrepreneur, chances are they are working day in, day out, all the time, barely have time to relax. So maybe like a massage, maybe a vacation that you can plan for them, a concert ticket, something that they can enjoy, can let them kind of step back, unwind a little bit, kind of forget the business for aspect of their life a little bit, and just kind of enjoy and live in the moment. That would be really helpful to someone who is super stressed out with business running. Another thing you can do to help them is maybe help offer or pay for some more, education for them if that's what they want. Maybe they want to get tests and certified in something such as social media marketing through like a Hootsuite, or maybe they want to learn to be a Google professional for AdWords. You can help pay for that. Again, they're not the cheapest, but they're not the most expensive. And if it's something that somebody really wants that would help them, it would be a great way to show you support. Some other good things is, maybe offer to pay for them to have professional headshots taken from a photographer. Maybe offer them to have, a good microphone, equipment. Maybe help them rent an office space. Help them maybe get an editor, something along those lines that'll help make their life a little bit more easy and simple would be great. A goal planner would be another good type of planner to get them so they can write goals. They do have that again offered by Dave Ramsey I saw recently, which looked amazing. I know right now they do have a good sale going on if you are wishing to get that. You can get them, I mean, it's basically so many different types of gifts, and depending on what kind of industry that they choose to be in. Again, maybe if somebody is, like a teenager who's wanting to get involved in it, maybe you can get them a book about from a YouTuber that they really like that they can learn from. Maybe help them find a class on things like money management, budgeting tools. If somebody who is really wanting to be able to budget and not break their bank or spend all their money, the tons of budgeting tools they can use. You can get them a subscription to one of those money platforms that will help you budget. Those are really good. So like QuickBooks is a good one. Mint is another good one that they use. So things along those lines. That wouldn't be more or less for a teenager, but just somebody who maybe wants a little help managing their money and budgeting, especially if they're getting into business and they're starting to see an increase. Would that would that make sense? I mean, your people around best, and if, obviously if this is you are an entrepreneur, you know what you could use or like, but those are some really kind of generic good gift ideas for someone who is either an entrepreneur or looking to be an entrepreneur. those are really good ideas. Another good book for someone who might be thinking about being an entrepreneur is $100 Startup. It is an amazing book. I read it this past summer. It was really inspiring. I actually want to reread it again. It's not a long read and it's not a terribly priced book, and kind of also has some good free resources for them to download. So like a business plan, tracking, things along those lines that are helpful, along with a couple different case studies and examples of other people who've been successful with it. So that would be really good. Maybe if they want to get into some kind of other business, you can help them get a consulting service to help them with their plan. Maybe you could offer to help them come up with a business plan if they need it. Get creative. Maybe have a coupon system so you can help them, offer to do a few different errands for them while they can help with work. That's another good one, and that really wouldn't take any money at all for you to do. Just the cost of printer ink and staples. So that is a good option. I have them create a wish list on Amazon that you can look and browse and see what they could use and need. Find out what equipment that they may need or need to replace. I mean, unfortunately, things do wear out. So headsets, microphones, probably, I would think studio lights. Maybe they want to be a gamer, on Twitch or YouTube, wherever. You can see kind of games they want that you could buy for them. Video games that maybe they want that they haven't bought for themselves yet. You could get them one of those cards. They're called cards, but they're not really. It's kind of a box device that they can plug in capture cards, what technically they're called, to have them capture their gameplay. You could get them, a webcam. So maybe it's somebody who wants to make videos and they're not quite ready for that point of having a good, a decent camera. Especially like if they're a teenager or someone who's in college, a nice webcam could make all the difference for them. Things along those lines, find out what they're into, what their industry they're going to try to get into and get involved. Look at a couple other people, look at videos or blogs and see what people suggest in order to be successful in that, and kind of see if you can get ideas from that and see if they already have that item. Do they have a good computer? Do they have a computer that can handle editing software? Do they have a good editing software? Do they have a good security suite? Things along those lines that could be super duper helpful to them in the long run for that. And like I said, lighting could go far for people. Maybe help them get some really good office decor if they have an office or they're going to create one, some cute things, inspiring things, bold statements, those motivational kind of posters or little primitive kind of art that you've seen on the market is a good thing. Maybe write them a letter if you don't have a lot of money. Believing in them and telling them how much you believe and how much you're going to support them and help them along this crazy journey of entrepreneurship. There are really countless different things you could do. Some things are expensive, some things are mid price, and then there are some that completely free except for the time that you put into them. Again, maybe if somebody they have an office space down in the basement or up in the attic, if they have a small place, you could maybe even finger knit them or arm knit them a blanket. Maybe you could even do one of those little tie blankets where you buy a material, you cut it, and you tie them together. Those would be good gifts. You can kind of get personalized to them. You could get, prints of photos of maybe their pets, of you and them, of their families, of their friends, good times, to help decorate your office with. Tons of things out there that you could do to show your support, as well as give them a meaningful gift that would be beneficial or just to make them happy and have a nice workspace. You don't have to break the bank to give a good Christmas gift to an entrepreneur, or you don't have to feel like you need to ask for a super duper expensive gift to those around you if you are an entrepreneur. There are tons of things out there. And right now, like I said, with this time of year, there are tons of sales. Even if you aren't going to celebrate anything and you're looking to get some equipment for something, this is a good time of year to go and start stocking up on your equipment. So, like spare headsets, spare microphones, spare batteries, GoPro, good camera, camera lenses, a camera case, SD cards, of course, battery pack backups, cable management, USB cords, all those things, HDMI cords, depending on what they're looking for, a nice computer, maybe a nice office desk, office chair, decor, soundproofing equipment, tons of stuff. I mean, don't let the season go by without taking advantage, getting things that A, you really could use or want, even if that means buying them for yourself. It's a great time of year to stock up. I know I've been looking into my options to see, and of course I know what I'm asking for, but don't let the time go to waste without getting some things you really need, because after this, you're going to have to wait a long time before some of these good deals come out, at least until probably back to school season starts, where computers kind of go down in price. Oh, printers is a good thing, especially if they're going to be someone who wants to sell like artwork on Etsy or Redbubble. A good photo printer with a scanner would be amazing. A light box, tons. I mean, if you really put the thinking cap on, you could probably come up with a lot of them. But those are some really good, like, basic ideas to show your support, as well as letting people know that you're here to help them, but also as gift ideas if you want gifts that somebody else can contribute to help make it a little bit easier for you to run your business. With that being said, if you want to support the Entrepreneur Bite, which you do, I would thank you so much. You should see on whatever platform you're listening a subscribe button to subscribe a monthly donation to the show. You can also feel free to share this, which would be the probably one of the greatest gifts that you could give moi, is to share, like, link, and tell others about this podcast. I would love to hear from a listener. You can go ahead and tweet me at MVR00. You can also check out bizblazes.com for a great little opportunity to make money from home that doesn't take a lot of time, effort, or upfront costs. And with that being said, I hope everyone has a great end of the year, great jolliness, spend good quality time, take some time to relax, take care of yourself. Like I said, don't forget to stock up on some things that can make your life a lot easier, especially as you head into reaching your goals for next year. Until next time, I will see you then.